Welcome to Drive Staff Incorporated's presentation of Turning Interviews into Offers Through Advanced Selling Techniques. From their series, Tricks of a Job Hunter's Trade, the following information is copyrighted and published by Drive Staff Incorporated, all rights reserved, 2007. The content is being presented by the author, Paul Cameron, the president and founder of Drive Staff Incorporated, an information technology recruiting firm. Let's get started.
Hi, my name is Paul Cameron, and I'm a recruiter, a headhunter, if you will, and I created this program to show you how to generate more offers from your interviews, which is the entire purpose behind interviewing to begin with. Now, first, I want to offer you my congratulations for taking the initiative to pick up this program. Over many years of recruiting, I have estimated that literally more than 70% of all job seekers do absolutely nothing to prepare for their interviews beyond just putting a suit on. And some people don't even do that much. So congrats for taking the first step out in front of your competition. This program will cover every aspect of the interviewing process, from the pre-interview preparation through how to open the interview, good questions to ask throughout the interview, great ways to close the interview, even detailing some of the best methods to follow up after the interview. By studying and applying the techniques described on this program, you will, without question, put yourself in the best possible position to land every job you interview for from this point forward. The preparation and packaging of any product you're trying to sell makes a difference in how well it sells, and that's especially true when you are the product that the buyers are looking at. Now, there's a huge misconception out there that people have about interviewing. Too many people walk into their interviews with the idea that, well, if I'm qualified, then they'll hire me, and if I'm not, well, then they won't. You know, probably wasn't the right job for me anyway. Well, maybe that's true, but there sure are a lot of people out there who are fully qualified who are not getting jobs. And likewise, there's an awful lot of people out there who are not qualified who are getting jobs. So how can that be? I mean, what are they doing to make the employers want to hire them over the fully qualified people? Well, this program is going to break it all down for you. I'm going to show you how to create interest in you from the employers simply by the way you prepare for your interview, the way you answer their questions, and by the questions that you come prepared to ask them. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to show you how to deceive an employer and make them think that you have skills that you don't actually have. In fact, I'm going to explicitly state the exact opposite here, that at no time should you ever lie or misrepresent your skills at any time ever. That is never okay. People who say it's okay to exaggerate on your resume or in a job interview are just plain wrong. It can very realistically cost you your job. So that's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is that I'll show you how to showcase your skills in such a way that it will literally create interest from the employer. You know, by using very subtle sales skills and techniques, you can capitalize on the laws of human nature that will leave the employers with a positive impression of you and make you the most memorable candidate and the most likable person. Now, before we dig into the details, I need to let you know how and why I even have this information. It's important that you can be certain that these techniques actually work in real-world situations. These aren't just some random ideas that should work theoretically. I can tell you with 100% certainty that these techniques work because I've seen them work. So how can you be certain? Well, as I mentioned, I'm a recruiter. My job is to help people get jobs, not just find the jobs, but to actually get the jobs. And the most revealing piece of information I can give you about the credibility of these techniques is to let you in on the fact that I work on 100% commission. I don't work off of a base salary. I only get paid when I make a sale. Fact is, if my candidates couldn't interview better than everyone else they were competing against, well, then I would never get paid. My firm, DriveStaff, is a technology recruiting firm that only works the Chicago area marketplace, which is a pretty small niche. Within a confined geographical area, we only place senior technology professionals into positions, people like programmers and database administrators and project managers and all the way up to the IT director, CIO, CTO level. So we work a pretty small niche, and add in the fact that there's approximately 970 other firms who work that exact same niche, well, I had better know how to give every candidate I represent some easy-to-learn techniques that they can quickly apply to help them outperform all their competition, because if I can't, like I say, then I starve, and my company would go out of business. Needless to say, I don't want that to happen. So before any of my candidates go in for their interviews, I have a mandatory meeting with them where I share the exact same techniques I'm about to share with you on this program. And here's the bottom line. I founded Drive Staff in June of 2002, well documented to be the deepest part of the worst job recession this industry has ever seen. My business model was simple: to provide the best and most thorough customer service ever offered from the recruitment industry to every single client and every single candidate we make contact with, which means giving a complete interview training program to every candidate we send into our clients. Now, with that model, I was not only able to start this company up successfully, but by just our third year in business, we had already broken the $1 million mark in annual revenues, and now we're competing head-to-head with some of the largest recruiting companies in the country, and we're winning those competitions. One of the biggest difference makers that's attributed to our success is that when our candidates show up for their interviews, they know how to best present their skills so that by the end of that interview, the employer is going to know exactly what that candidate's going to be able to do for them and the value that they'll be able to provide for the organization. Now, just 2 months prior to the time of this recording, I was recognized by the Illinois Staffing Association. I was asked to speak on a 4-person panel of veteran recruiters to talk about how we've achieved some of the success that we have. This is a panel that more than 50 recruiters from across the state came and paid money to attend, and I told them exactly what I'm about to tell you. The difference is in knowing how to train candidates on the best interviewing techniques to help them get the job. That's why I know these techniques work. They gave Drive Staff the material to beat the odds dealt by the economy and build a successful recruiting organization. I've spent hours and hours in training perfecting the skill of interviewing, so you can feel confident that these techniques truly work and that you can use them on your very next interview.